The Pre-K through 12 Appropriations Subcommittee will come to order. DJ, will you please call the roll?
Chair Tomko.
Here.
Vice Chair Gossett-Sidman.
Here.
Ranking Members Williams.
Here.
Representatives Alvarez.
Here.
Gracie Davis.
Here.
Kennedy.
Here.
Daly. Daniels. Dunkley.
Here.
Garcia.
Present.
Gonzalez-Pittman.
Present.
Lopez.
Here.
Michael.
Here.
Rizzo. Temple.
Here.
Chair, we have a quorum.
A quorum being present, I want to welcome everyone to the Pre-K through 12 Appropriations Subcommittee. Please make sure that cell phones and other communications devices are turned off or on silent mode. Good morning, members. We have a very, very, very long agenda today. Just kidding. We have two bills in front of us. We have HB 315. Don't worry. You don't have to stay for too long, Rep. Alvarez. You're good. We have House Bill 315 and CS for HB 865. And with that, we will start for CS HB 865 with Rep. Yeager. You are recognized to explain your bill.
Thank you, Madam Chair, and Vice Chair Gossett-Sidman and Ranking Member Williams. So thank you very much for the opportunity. PSC for HB 865. Simply ensures that coaches are required to receive and maintain ongoing training in both CPR and the use of AEDs. This is to help protect our students from the increase in sudden cardiac arrest. Madam Chair, that is the bill.
Thank you. Seeing there are no amendments, members, do we have any questions? Seeing no questions, is there anyone? I think we have someone in the audience wishing to testify. We have Tiffany Henderson with the American Heart Association, a proponent of the bill and wishing to speak. You are recognized.
Thank you, Madam Chair, and thank you, committee members. The American Heart Association is in full support of this good bill. We would like to thank Representative Yeager for bringing this forward and being a lead on this. We know that when you are with someone that suffers from a cardiac arrest event, you call 911, you begin chest compressions, CPR immediately, and you use an AED. This can triple the chances of survival. And what really, Florida has done a superb job in this area and continues to move this needle forward. But what made us really dig in on what Florida currently had as far as athletic coaches training is that we are a founding partner in the NFL's Smart Heart Sports Coalition. And that coalition was established as a result of DeMar Hamlin's sudden cardiac arrest that occurred on the football field. He's the Buffalo Bills football player. And this happened last year on Monday Night Football. I was watching, some of you may have been watching, but the good news is for him is that he is a survivor because there were trained staff. And so basically, this is what this legislation does here in Florida, tightens up that training requirement to ensure that coaches are trained in CPR and the use of an AED. So please vote yes today. Thank you.
Thank you so much. And as someone who is married to a Buffalo Bills fans, go Bills. Next, we have Edward Briggs with the Sunshine State Athletic Conference, waving in support. And we have Jeff Hartley with the National Football League Multi-State Associates, waving in support. Seeing no further people wishing to testify, members, is there debate on the bill? Yep. Ranking Member Williams, you're recognized in debate.
Thank you very much, Madam Chair. Rep. Yeager, I appreciate you bringing this good bill. This is the same bill I have ran for the last two sessions and the same bill that I presented to run this session. So hopefully you are able to get it across the finish line. It went across the Senate side last session. The year before, it went across the House side. So hopefully it will go across the side for both this session. Thank you very much again for bringing this great bill. Same idea. Same information, two different reps. Thank you for that.
Sounds like a good co-sponsorship in the making. Any further debate? Seeing no further debate, you're recognized to close on your bell.
Thank you, Madam Chairman. I was going to wave close, but I just want to say, Rep. Williams, I look forward to celebrating together when we get this across the finish line and do this. So thank you.
With that, Rep. Yeager, having closed on the bill, DJ, will you please call the roll?
Chair Tomko?
Yes.
Vice Chair Gossett-Sidman?
Yes.
Ranking Member Williams?
Yes.
Representatives Alvarez?
Yes.
Gracie Davis?
Yes.
Kennedy?
Yes.
Daly?
Yes.
Daniels? Dunkley?
Yes.
Garcia?
Yes.
Gonzalez-Pittman?
Yes.
Lopez?
Yes.
Yes.
Michael?
Yes.
Rizzo?
Yes.
Temple?
Yes.
Show 14 yeas, zero nays.
Members, by your vote, show CS for HB 865 will be reported favorably. Congratulations. All right, next up we'll have HB 315 by our ranking member, Representative Williams. You are recognized to explain your bill.
Thank you, Madam Chair, for hearing this great bill. This will provide the foundation of student learning experience, specifically for building the, let me start over, because this is not working. I guess I'm too excited. Provide a foundation for student learning experience, specifically for building literacy skills. This bill created more opportunity for tutoring and learning by adding the opportunity for schools districts to provide an after-school tutoring program for students who need additional help. This bill also allowed districts to provide instructional personnel and high school students to receive a stipend for after-school tutoring program. This bill also gives the opportunity for high school students to apply the unpaid tutoring hours toward toward their Florida Bright Future Scholarship Program. And that's the bill.
Thank you. Seeing no amendments, are there any questions on the bill? Seeing no questions, we do have some members of the audience wishing to testify. We have Logan Bragdon with Foundation for Florida's Future, waving in support. We have, I'm so sorry, I think it's Chadwick Leonard with the FEA, waving in support. Seeing no further members wishing to testify, is there debate on the bill? Representative Lopez in debate.
Thank you, Madam Chair. I just want to thank Rep. Williams for this really, really good bill. In my district, I have a lot of children who are ESOL students and really need extra help. I visit their classrooms and many of them are anxious to learn and anxious to get ahead, but haven't had the opportunity to do so. This program is going to help do that after school. So thank you for this very good bill.
And Representative Bracey Davis, you are recognized.
Thank you, Madam Chair. Thank you, Rep. Williams, for this brilliant, brilliant bill. I appreciate your advocacy for children. I think since I've been in the legislature, every bill that you've put forth had something to do with children. I also think it's genius to connect younger age children with older children. I think that that forges a relationship of mentorship, very similar to how you have mentored me. So I'm really just thankful for this bill and how thought out it is, and I appreciate it. I'm looking forward to voting emphatically yes on this bill.
Any further debate? Seeing no further debate, Ranking Member Williams, you are recognized to close on your bill.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. Again, I'm very excited about this bill because this not only gives the students the opportunity to actually go in and tutor, but it also gives those struggling readers the opportunity to have one of their peers from their neighborhood to actually come to their classroom and make it a more partnership. Due to the shortage that we have of teachers, we can use this tool as a recruitment to allow students to go into the field of becoming teachers for our students. And that's, thank you very much for the closing.
Ranking Member Williams, having closed on his bill, DJ, will you please call the roll?
Chair Tomko?
Yes.
Vice Chair Gossett-Seidman?
Yes.
Ranking Member Williams?
Yes.
Representatives Alvarez?
Yes.
Bracey Davis?
Yes.
Kennedy?
Yes.
Daly?
Yes.
Daniels? Dunkley?
Yes.
Garcia?
Yes.
Gonzalez-Pittman? Lopez?
Yes.
Michael?
Yes.
Rizzo?
Yes.
And Temple?
Yes.
Members, by your vote, show HB 315 will be reported favorably. Congratulations. And members, this concludes our meeting, but I do have some special guests from Polk County and the audience that Representative Kennedy and I would like to welcome from back home. We have some students from Ridgeview Global Studies Academy, so welcome to the Florida House and welcome to the Pre-K through 12 Appropriations Committee. And seeing no further business before this committee, we will, Representative Kennedy moves we rise, and without objection, the meeting is adjourned.
All right.